Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me at Diva Days on Twitter, and please follow us daily on our blog, divaabdul.com, and Facebook, Diva Days friend page, a fan page, Diva Days of Our Lives. And we have Anna here. She's at Kazi Hooch. Want to say hi, Anna?
Hello.
And we have Marianne here. No, that's my fault.
Hi. Yeah, hi, everyone.
And she's at mama_hooch. And we have some other girls on the line, too, callers waiting to call in. But we're going to do a little talking first. Well, my iTunes problems continue. I emailed them reminding them my show should have been up about 3 weeks ago, and they emailed me back. And I'm on my second new person this week who's handling this. So I'm up to seven people now that have helped me on iTunes in 2 months, and they can't even find my submission. So yeah, that really makes me happy.
The dark cloud of technology, the technology dark cloud is looming over us yet again.
Yes, but the submission was accepted, the feed was accepted. They said the feed was good, everything's ready to go, in 2 or 3 weeks we'll be up, okay. Yeah, now they can't find a submission. So sometimes it's not that good to be the diva. Yes, follow our friend at Bob Hacka on Twitter. He promises he's going to call in, but he hasn't done it recently. So go ask Bob to call in at Bob Hacka and his wife at Amy Hacka. And I wanted to lead off with our I just want to mention February was our best month ever on Blog Talk Radio. So I want to thank everybody for for listening, especially all the new General Hospital fans that have been listening who are now King Ray fans. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Lauren's got a whole new fan base with Galen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With Ian and, now Lauren. Now they're all, into Lauren. So, that's great.
Yeah, we love Ray. Woo-hoo.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Yeah, we'll be talking about them a little bit more later. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, Anna would let me not talk about Kate. Let's get real.
When have we not talked about Kate?
Really? We talk about Kate when she's not on the show. Even when she's off for a week, we still talk about Kate. So, so thanks, everybody, for making this. I mean, we killed it. It was several thousands better than our next biggest month. So, I mean, we really killed it in February. Yeah. And I think Blog Talk Radio, too, because they've been featuring all of our interviews. Of course, we have to thank Lauren Coslow, Ian Buchanan, Patrick Muldoon, Christy Clark for making this a big month for us. So, and we had an interview yesterday. There was a 10-minute interview with Meredith Scott Lynn, who plays Anne Milbauer on the show. She's the bitchy woman in the hospital that's always trying to thwart Jennifer and bring her down. She's been conspiring with Chloe lately. And Meredith is the bomb. She is just hilarious. So you have to check out the interview here. It's about 13 minutes long. And, she's just so funny. And I tell you, when I prepare for these 10-minute interviews with the Days Afters, I try to write up like 10 to 12 questions. And I have to thank everybody who gave me questions. Rose and Anna, the question about her resemblance to Barbara Streisand was a big hit. So you have to listen to that part of the interview, because she tells this great story about how she gets people think she is Barbara Streisand.
Oh, that's funny. I love it.
with a 28 age
has
year.
Has mannerisms like her too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and
the accent.
Well, I googled her one time, just thinking I was going to see that she was like Barbra Streisand's niece or something like that, you know. But there wasn't any Streisand in her family tree, it looked like. But yeah, I really like her. I don't know. It's like she's doing a good job of coming in and like making me hate Jennifer Horton and.
Well, Jennifer Horton does a good job of making you hate
Jennifer.
Yeah, see, she said her sister went on a message board. I can't remember which message board she said it was, to see kind of what people were saying about Anne and Meredith, and people cheering Anne on and calling Jennifer a bitch on this message board. And we were discussing, but I asked her, why does Anne have such a problem with Jennifer? Basically, she said this Jennifer was, you know, born into the family, and she's gotten all these opportunities that people like Anne had to fight for.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's her
motivation.
Basically,
she got
really.
Her job.
Yeah. And kept her job. Because, you know, I mean, last year she was arrested for rigging an election. And then turned around, got her job back at the hospital as a PR person. Like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, nothing like a little election, voter election fraud to get you a job at a hospital.
Yeah, no problem, right?
Yeah, and she was guilty too. That's what was funny. She actually was guilty, and EJ just didn't press charges. So. But, George, I see you in the chat room, honey. I will get you on in a couple minutes. I know you have your show going on.
I'm so happy George is on tonight.
I know. We've missed.
We
yes, hi, George.
We've missed his sexy voice.
Yes. So, so check out Meredith, and she's great. And her birthday's on coming Friday.
Oh,
so
cool.
Make sure you, yes, I think her Twitter is at Meredith S. Lynn, LYNN. So, so make sure Friday you wish her a happy birthday. So, and she said she's going to tweet more because I got on her about that. And she was kind of making fun of me for my name being Diva. So, it was cute.
Oh, this sounds like a great interview. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, it's one of those things you listen, you know. I mean, you never know what to expect, but you don't know what these people's personalities are. But she's basically just like a really fun, boisterous and just, you know, she's just not, you know, bitchy and backstabbing and all that. I mean, she's one of those girls you can hang out with and have a great time. She's really super cool.
Oh, cool.
So.
She's nothing like Anne, she said.
She's not like Anne. No.
Hey, okay. Holy cow, we got a lot of calls. You know what? I'm going to get George on because I know he has to go soon. Yes, there we go. Hello,
good
this is George.
And everyone doing tonight?
Wow.
George, sexy radio
hi,
voice.
George.
Woo.
It was good to be here. And it's a pleasure to be here tonight. And the Divas of Duel, honest to God, I got to say. Oh.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, I've been a Days of Our Lives fan since 1973, and without a doubt, there is nothing more interesting than seeing the happenings in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who has never actually listened to this show live, they need to listen to this show live. I'm telling you right now. It is heartbreaking when I can't be here. But tonight, for me, and I
said, we have fun.
No. So I'm here.
Yay.
But with a somewhat broken heart, I'm afraid.
Oh, why? Why?
I received some sad news this morning from a friend's fiance. He informed me that my dearest friend, Deborah Stanton Jones, is hospitalized and may not make it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
And
sorry.
It's been an up and down day for me, but coming here to your show has definitely lifted my spirits a lot.
Oh, keep us posted. I hope things don't get better.
Oh, I hope so too. I've known this woman for 30 years, and she's like family to me.
Oh.
You know, I've been able to catch things on and off. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What blazes is up with Nick?
Oh, no.
I think we're going to find out soon, but I think he might have had a gay incident in prison.
Yeah,
and that might have.
He was raped.
Yeah.
In prison,
but,
don't
I mean,
you think?
Yeah, Nick's always been a little cuckoo and obsessive and possessive.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's all coming
whole,
out now.
Yeah, the whole homophobia.
Are you implying that he's always been cuckoo in the Cocoa Puffs?
He has been cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I think he always.
Well,
I don't
years.
Think he got cured either.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, prison doesn't really cure that very well. So that's why the homophobia thing is new. But, yeah, the cuckoo thing, yeah, he's always a little bit cuckoo.
What I find interesting is the fact that they, when they brought him, when they brought his character back into the show, he was, how can I put this without sounding too gauche? He seemed almost withdrawn. His character.
Mm-hmm.
More,
wasn't he nerdy?
Fear.
Yeah, shy and nerdy. Mm-hmm.
What?
He was always a social outcast. He never was popular. Because that wasn't
right.
His thing. He was the brain. He was the science guy. He just wasn't good at relating to people. So that's when he falls for a woman, he gets really obsessed. Because I think he doesn't know what a functional relationship look like. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Well, I think what they've done with the character, though, has kind of diminished his appeal. And
I
truly believe that when they do that to a character, eventually the character is gone after a time.
Mm-hmm. True.
Right.
Yeah,
true.
I am enjoying the way I love to hate him in a way. You know, like, Blake's doing a great job with the whole being one way with Gabby, and then there's evil Nick behind the scenes that's, like, you know, so cocky with Kate and everything. You know, he's really doing a good job of, like, he's slipping a few of those little things in there that shows that he can snap. He has the ability to snap and it not be pretty. So,
agreed.
Yeah, I mean, of course, his history shows that, too. But, I mean, I'm really seeing that, you know, like the way he just, like, turns on a dime and stuff. It's kind of interesting. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm enjoying his scenes with Lauren Coslow and Galen. I'm enjoying those.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, I've always liked Nick. And it makes me sad when I see people, especially people who just started watching the show and didn't watch him previously, saying Nick needs to die. And it's like, you know what? I think Blake is such a, I know, it makes me sad. Blake is such a wonderful actor. I think he could turn it around if they want it. But I don't know, because Blake is so busy. He's doing a lot of movies. And we never heard if he was on contract or not. I mean, he might just leave at the end of the storyline. But I hope they try to fix him in the meantime. Or, you know, it'd be a shame if they killed him off, though, or did a murder mystery. Even though it looks like maybe they might do a murder mystery with Nick. But I'd rather see him being redeemed. And I just think
they
Blake
can always redeem
off.
Any character.
Yeah. he's good enough. He's a good enough actor. They could do it with him. And he's going to be a star. He's going to be a star. So.
He is going to be a big star, and I believe that he has a wide range in acting. He really does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when all is said and done, his time on Days of Our Lives is going to propel him to major stardom. I mean, mega stardom.
Yeah.
And I wish
him
all
the best.
Maybe you can see him in the movies. Yeah.
And he's very smart, too. When we interviewed him, I think Carrie and I, didn't we interview him last year sometime when he was first coming back on? And
yeah, I think it was
he
May.
Was
no, or September.
Talking about,
September. Yeah.
I remember, like, he shared an example of something he remembered from just a few of the scenes that he saw with Lauren Coslow that back then that just blew his mind and just was amazing. He just, like, loved the way she, her process and the way she did things and everything. And I just thought it was neat just because I'm not an actor, but it was fun for me to hear it from that perspective, you know, what he gained from working with her and everything. So I just thought that was, I just can tell he's a very thoughtful, talented guy that really, I think one of these movies he's doing is really going to hit and, you know, going to be big.
It would be interesting to see how he handles, say, a comic role as opposed to a dramatic role because, as I said before, he has such a wide range in acting that I think comedy, he would hit off big in a comedy role. But it's really hard to determine that because he's such a serious person.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, he takes his role of Nick so... He takes it to the next level as an actor. And I think that's the kind of acting that Days has always sought over the years. And I shudder to think if they let him go too soon, that could really damage the show in a small way. I think that eventually turning his character around on a positive note would be preferable to keeping it as is currently.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
they need
to keep
leave,
the good actors. You know,
yeah,
they need to try to hold on to the good ones.
Yeah, and he can always come back. I'm hoping they do write him out that he can come back. He's just amazing. But when he played Nick in the very beginning, he was a goofball.
Wasn't he kind of funny?
Yeah, he wasn't ha-ha funny.
Yeah.
He was kind of awkward funny. But it was a lot of fun to watch, and I miss that Nick because he had a big heart. And they kind of cut his heart out in the last 6 months.
Wasn't it somewhere in Vegas with a showgirl or something? Do I vaguely remember something like that? It was kind of like on the funny side.
Yeah. Well,
he has that almost childlike innocence in his character in the very beginning.
Yeah.
So much so that even young people related to him in a really big way. I mean, I know this is going to sound silly, but when I was a teenager, I was a bit of a geek. And he kind of reminded me, in some ways, of the way I used to be. So it was refreshing to see that character develop over time. But when he left and came back, it was a disappointment in a way too.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, hopefully things turn around with his character and. You know, again, I want to see a positive result. The one character that has always confused me is the character of Wraith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That character has truly confused the daylights out of me.
How's he done that for you?
Us too. Yeah, like how?
Well, I think. When he started out, he was this rough and tough FBI agent, you know, very, you know, gung ho. Now he seems a little more laid back.
Yeah, but I think that's the cake factor, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
He was really uptight the whole time he was with Sammy.
Sammy.
He was kind of like a bundle of nerves, but. I think it's just a huge difference. I mean, he got laid, and all of a sudden now he's calm. It's true, though. It is true. Yeah.
Yeah, I think being with Sammy
kind of... Kate made him alive and exciting. You can see the difference,
yes.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of boring Rafe, it's like, you know, he's let, you know... No, that's
they need
what
to
they
have them more. They need to have them on more often. Like,
what I'm wondering is, now that with Stefano starting to reemerge more often, I wonder how his character is going to how they're going to incorporate his character into the story, into the show more often.
Yeah.
Because
like
it seems
reaction.
Like he's there and then he's not there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's supposed to be in Salem soon. I'm not sure if it's this week or next. And John's coming back. I think it's John on Thursday and Stefano on Friday. I'm not sure, though.
And then Kristen and Brady will be moving into the mansion. So, and if Stefano comes, that should be interesting.
Yeah, I kind of wondered how that's going to affect their relationship in moving into the mansion like that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem. I don't know. It seems every time a couple moves into that mansion, things just go kind of hinky, you know?
Yeah.
Just a little bit off the deep end there.
Well, everybody has sex on the couch in the
maybe
living room.
Maybe EJ and Sammy will move in, too. That would be interesting.
Oh, Jesus. That'd be funny.
Wouldn't that be something? That would be all of them, you know.
And someone's always falling down the stairs.
A character reference of hatred for them all. Sorry, my half-baked, cheesy Stefano imitation just came out. Sorry.
Well, it's pretty good. You got to roll your R's, too.
Yeah. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
What? Wow. Just thought of something.
When I saw Marlena
on the recently, I kind of had to take a second look because I almost didn't recognize her. I almost not recognized Deirdre Hall.
Mm-hmm. She might have had some work done, maybe, allegedly.
Almost positively.
Yeah.
One would think so, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe a little filler, maybe a little Botox, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a little Botox here, Miss Hall, and a little Botox there, a little tuck here, a little tuck there, and, well, we'll lift here and lift there. And...
Well, she's in her mid-60s, I mean, you know.
Oh, she's in her mid-60s, yeah.
Yeah.
About 65, 66 now, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started watching, I had a crush on her the size of Mount Rushmore.
Oh, she's very popular. Oh,
yeah, she is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the 70s and 80s, yeah. 80s, she looked too much like a soccer mom. And 70s, she was... no, seriously, she cut her hair short. She kind of wore pants all the time, you know. In the 90s, they put a little glamour on her, and she was dressing very sexy and evening gowns and all that. But in the 80s, yeah, she was dressing like a mom. She's still dressing, well, now she's dressing like a grandma, though. You know, Kate, who's always dressed and sexy, and allegedly around the same age as Marlena's still all covered up. And,
it's funny, they were talking about being grandmothers or great-grandmothers.
Yeah, those were great scenes.
That was a good scene. They were kind of, like, laughing about it. They couldn't believe, you know, that the great-grandmothers was like, oh, they didn't even want to talk about it.
Well, it's funny, Marlena's like, I don't remember the exact words, but she was like, you look well or something, and you know, we're all thinking, yeah, because she just had rape sex. That's why she's looking so good.
Yeah. And
Marlena
wasn't getting any, so, you know, John had been around, and no one else wants her, so whatever.
And it's kind of like the bicycle that's been ridden more than once, only in... Not too sure if they're going to ride again.
Okay, so we've now had women compared to bikes.
That's funny.
Okay, How many other ways can you offend women before you get off, George? No, it's a good thing you have
wouldn't
such
be,
a sexy
he wouldn't
radio
be the first
voice.
Man, so wouldn't be the first.
No, it's just a really good thing
you
have a sexy radio.
You're making me blush here with this public voice. And fortunately, because of a missing tooth, I now have this slight whistle at times, and it's turning into a.
We can't tell.
No, I couldn't tell. No, he sounds fine.
Well, believe me when I tell you, having this voice has been a blessing and oftentimes a curse. Because everybody knows George is on the radio.
Well, that's good. That's what you want.
Well, I just celebrated back in January 5 years on the air.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, it's really been a long haul. And the show came to an abrupt halt completely because a year ago at this time, I was homeless and living out of my car.
Oh, my gosh.
And almost froze to death in the winter.
Oh, my gosh.
But I've since come out the other side. I've got a beautiful apartment. Almost reminds me of an apartment in Salem, actually. I'm half expecting Marlena or Jennifer or Sammy or somebody to come walking through the door. If Sammy walks through the door, I'm running out the other side. No offense to Allison Sweeney, by the way. I mean,
right.
She's a woman and a wonderful actress. Just that her character would scare me half to death.
She might shoot you in the head if she got mad.
I'm hiding my weapons now. My prior military training says, hide the guns, George! Sorry.
Well, I'm glad everything's going better for you. That's great.
Yeah, things have really looked up here, and as a matter of fact, this summer, because I just got my laptop repaired, this summer, Firefox News Online goes on the road.
Ooh.
So I'm taking a road trip during the summer months, and God only knows where it'll take me, but you know what? I'm hoping it'll take me far and wide.
Oh, you don't know where you're going?
No, good luck. No, I'm not planning the trip this time. Last time I did a road trip, I planned it, and everything went south. So this time, no plans. Just go.
Don't do it.
Have laptop, we'll travel.
Yep, that's all you need.
You know, I think I may have shared this with you the last time I was here, but there was a time many years ago when I actually wanted to be an actor and try to get on the cast of Days of Our Lives.
Oh, wow.
But
I don't remember that story.
I chickened out.
Aw.
I was afraid that my radio voice would turn me into the unknown face. Kind of like the unknown comic, only on a more dramatic line. Oh, well. So what do we have to look forward to this week?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the spoilers were. Oh, gosh, I was just reading them, too.
No wedding?
Well, the whole thing with Will, signing of his rights to his child, that's coming up this week. I think that's kind of a main emphasis this week.
I wonder if anybody's ever going to reveal what Gabby did. Like EJ knows, and Sonny
Sammy's
knows.
Sammy's dying, too.
Yeah. Now, Sammy doesn't know exactly what happened, though, does she?
I think
she
does.
She knows that Gabby did something, because on Friday she was talking to EJ, something about he can't tell her, but she knows that she did something.
Yeah, I think
that she should go to jail for.
Yeah,
but she doesn't know that she kidnapped Melanie. Because
I know
Chan told EJ. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's what I heard on Friday. So,
yeah, Sammy is chomping at the bit to say something, but, you know, it seems like...
And this is what I can't understand. Chad, yeah, they're worried about Chad going to jail. That's what EJ told her. But this is the Damiras. Chad's not going to have to worry about going to jail. I mean, they could do something. Yeah. Like, I don't know why Chad just doesn't open his mouth to... Maybe once he finds out about Will, what's all going on, he will. But it's what doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because the way that Nick confronted Will about the shooting, that kind of concerned me in the respects that if that whole thing starts up again, it's going to cause a lot of chaos for the Bradys, and especially for Sammy, because Sammy will go ballistic.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pardon the pun.
Yeah, it just seems that that's, I don't understand the point of checking Chad. All right, he salted Nick. What's the big deal? I mean,
yeah,
he wouldn't even get that long. But you won't find out
right,
if he's a jail time. Or salt?
Yeah.
Especially if he plays guilty or something. That's not really a
Yeah, that's the one thing
deal.
That's just not making sense to me. Like all they have to do is come out and have some, now they have something on Gabby. She would be a fit, you know, she should be going to jail for what she did. So,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, I'm just waiting for that to come out.
That could very well come out after the baby is born.
Mm-hmm.
I have that
mm-hmm.
feeling. Not sure. It may be like a week or two down the road after the baby's born, and then somewhere along the line, I get this feeling that they're going to have to bring it out eventually. They're going to have to, because you can't hold back the mystery too much longer. Not on this
mm-hmm.
one.
And I don't think Will's not going to sign those custody papers. There's going to be it. There has to be the drama of having a big custody battle. You know, I would think.
Do you think it's possible that during the custody battle, the whole thing with Gabby may come out?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. It didn't show Will signing those papers. I mean, somehow he's not going to do it. I don't know. I don't know if any spoilers come out about that or
yeah,
or not.
I would think that that's got to come out eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, at some point.
I mean, if you think about it, everyone in Salem should be in jail or something
well,
or other.
Right. And you know how you're talking about Nick being kind of like crazy, but Nick was making a lot of good points when he was talking to Will about why that baby shouldn't be raised because of how Lucas and Sammy are and how, you know, in that environment and stuff. Well, even though Nick's nuts and crazy, Nick is kind of right. If everybody would just let Will is the sane one. Will would be a good father. It's the influence of Sammy that he's worried about, and he kind of has a good point. He has a good reason. Sammy is toxic, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you that Will would make a good father.
He was making some good points. Yeah, but I think Will would make a good father.
Yeah, but and you're right. With Sammy in the picture, it would make it more difficult for Will to be a good father
mm-hmm.
because she would interfere, I think, more than one would realize.
Oh, yes, I think so, too. I, he does make a good point, but the way he's going about it, like trying, and then it does come out that the reason he's against Will and Sonny and all this is because they're gay. That's the big point there, and that's the whole big
mm-hmm.
story in itself right there.
Yeah, I think
a lot of twists and turns and a lot of things going on there.
Yeah, I actually understand his point about how dysfunctional Will's family is. I live next door to people that, you know, I hope to God their family doesn't get bigger, because they have addiction problems, and family members are raising children that aren't theirs. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, why don't you adopt these kids out instead of giving birth to these babies and giving them to Aunt so-and-so and cousin so-and-so when they're not as, you know, they're old and they're not that functional either. I mean, that kind of drives me nuts about that family. I mean, there's nothing I could do about it, and hopefully all the kids will turn out okay. But, you know, when you have grandma raising some kids and you have great aunt raising some kids, it's, you know.
Yeah.
There's obviously something wrong with the family. I mean, of course you can see that with all the dates. I mean, they're all dysfunctional. I mean, the Demirers aren't
functional.
It makes sense.
Yeah. And it strikes a chord with Will because he knows how he was a battle and he was used. And in a sense, Nick is using the baby, and so is Sammy and Lucas. The only one that's not using the baby is Will, and Will and Gabby. Because Gabby's really, in that sense, she's kind of innocent in this, all this, because she really doesn't know what to the extent of what Nick's doing. She's kind of being manipulated by Nick, too. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting, though, you know, all the different dynamics and with both families. This whole thing with the Hortons and the, you know, they're all related, like Nick and Lucas and Will, and it's like a battle of the families, but they're cousins. So you have kind of strange. And like Hope seems to be taking Nick's side more than Will's side, which I find odd. She hardly knows Nick. Will grew up with, you know, with her.
Yeah, and I think
they need
something
for her to do, I guess.
Level, you know, you talk about the dysfunctionality of a lot of the people on days, and I think that's kind of the interesting dynamic that's brought to the show is the dysfunctionality within the families, because because if you look at it. In some families, you know, in actual life, there is that level of dysfunctionality within some families. I mean, I can let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for Days of Our Lives, I wouldn't have recognized half the dysfunctional abilities in my own family.
We all have that. There isn't a family that doesn't have some kind of dysfunction, really, when you come down to it.
Oh, agreed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would love to see somebody write a book about how not to have a dysfunctional family based on Days of Our Lives. That would be a great book to put on the shelf.
Of course, I'll work on that one. Because I learned a lot from watching Days. Not to, you know, like, don't lie. Don't keep secrets. I think that's the big one.
Don't talk to yourself.
Unless you have money in the bank.
Don't talk to yourself.
Yeah, don't share boyfriends with your sister, mother, grandmother. You know, don't marry your sister's ex-husband. You know, yeah, there's a lot of things to learn from
Days. Don't hide in the bushes because you never know if you're going to find out that you're not really someone's kid that you thought you were.
Yeah, look around before you open your mouth.
Yeah.
Who's behind you?
What's it come with the list?
The don't tell secrets that may not be true at all.
And there's always somebody out to get you.
Oh, no wonder I keep looking over my shoulder.
Well, like the one with Nick, I think that the guy in prison is after Nick, isn't he? He gets out on the 15th. He was marking his calendar.
And that's probably who
Eric's going to help in his outreach program, probably.
Mm-hmm.
A newly released prisoner, it's probably going to be him.
What about the whole thing with, oh, good grief, I'm drawing. Momentary senior moment here, folks. oh, good grief, I can't remember her name now. She was in the priest's office. That I remember well.
Nicole.
Thank you.
Nicole and Eric.
I remember Nicole. She's the most arrogant wench I've ever met in my life. Well, not met, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love Nicole, though.
She's falling in love with a priest.
Yeah.
She was in love with him before he was the priest, though.
That was her first love. Yeah.
That was her first love before he was a priest.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They've but now it's even more enticing because he is a priest. See?
Yeah.
Mhm. I like when she went into the confessional and thought it was Father Matt.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, all
that was
going into that booth, all the horrors of this Catholic school girl, I remember, can relate to that.
I think Monsignor Ansbro at the Assumption Church would definitely be looking at me going, "Wow, George.
You too?
You went into the confessional thinking it was Father Thompson, and you found out it was really me." You and I have a lot to talk about, young man. Only because I said that Father Ansbro dropped the chalice on Sunday. I didn't want to embarrass the man. It was the truth, though. I wasn't lying. Oh, well. This goes to show Days of Our Lives does seem to affect everybody at one time in their life.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us have grown up with it, so.
Yeah, oh.
I know I have.
Growing up watching Days of Our Lives, between Days of Our Lives and Star Trek, I don't know which one has influenced me more. I think it's Days of Our Lives that has influenced me a lot more because I can honestly say I've had dysfunctional relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And being divorced, then trying to reconcile with my ex-wife 7 or 8 times in between all my other dates.
But you haven't been married 13 times like Sammy, right?
No.
13
married one time. One time. I almost got married again, but thank goodness I found out quickly that she was on a phone relationship with some guy in Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, "That's not happening." And of course, I ended up getting kicked out and moving in with my mother.
Oh, no.
But it was a good thing because I took care of her for over 6.5 years till her passing in 2010. I did exactly what a good son should do.
Right.
And I learned all I know from Days. Yes. There are good life lessons to be learned by watching Days of Our Lives.
Yes, there is.
Remember the sands through the hourglass.
They should have you announcing the beginning of the show.
Hmm?
Instead of, they should replace McDonald Carey, but if they ever did, I think you would do a good job. So,
yes,
sands through the hourglass line, yeah.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Yes, that's perfect.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Actually... Well, ladies, unfortunately, I have to go. I have a show of my own to do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But before I go, I want to just say, mwah! It's been a pleasure. I hope to be able to come back again very soon, but it seemed like the time I wanted to come on the show and join you. You were on the same time I would be on, and that broke my heart.
Oh, well, we love having you on. We were talking about you the other day, wondering where you'd been. So we're so glad you came on.
I did like Sammy's feet, and I ran for the hills and didn't look back.
That's funny. Pip your show before you go so everybody can find you.
On Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific, on right here on blogtalkradio.com/FirefoxNews-online. Yours truly, the voice, George Sinzer, that's me. Yes. I know the name. The show is called Firefox News Online for a reason, because we are a news and topic discussion, and tonight I have a very disturbing story to bring out.
Oh, no.
11 months ago, in a bill was signed, H.R. 347, that if you protest the President of the United States or any person that is under Secret Service protection, you can now be charged with a felony.
Holy cow.
We're going to look at that tonight on the show, and probably a whole lot more.
Okay.
But ladies,
okay.
It breaks my heart to have to do this.
Oh,
no. In the words of that great vocal person, like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives, and George has left the building.
All right.
Good night, George.
Thanks, George. Good luck. Have a good show.
Good night.
Bye, George.
Bye.
Oh, wow. So, yes, I go follow George and go listen to his show after ours. So, we actually have a lot of callers. So I'm going to, Rose has joined us too.
Yeah, I heard Rose. Hi, Rose.
Hi. Yeah. We had a miscommunication. I thought, she was going to take herself off a hold, and she was waiting for me to take her off a hold, and the poor girl's on hold.
I didn't want to just jump in. I figured, you'd let me know when you were ready.
And I'm saying, jump in.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm getting these texts like, Rose is on hold. I'm like, what? She can't be on hold. She's writing messages to me. So how is she on hold? I'm just stupid. So
sorry.
I'm here.
No, it's totally my
next
fault.
Next time I'll know. Just jump in.
Yes. Put yourself on. So we're both in control of the dashboard, and I assumed she'd put herself on the show. I wasn't thinking.
So now we know if Carrie's muted out, we know what happened.
Yeah, Rose got a revenge on me. She put me on mute.
Rose hit the red button.
I don't know. Maybe I will.
Oh, I'm so glad George called. Missed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is April still on hold?
Yeah, I'm going to put April on. She called before the show started. If I can get the computer to work. Okay, April. You still there?
Hello, hey, everybody.
Hey, sorry.
Hi.
Does your phone keep dropping, or what's going on with your phone?
Oh, my phone is a wacko. It's new phone, and it doesn't like to cooperate. Sorry about that.
No, that's no problem. I didn't know if it was sometimes Blog Talk Radio does that too. So I wasn't sure if it was our show doing that or if you're having phone problems. Okay,
no,
well, I'm glad you're here.
The area I was in. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So what's up? What do you want to talk about tonight?
What is the subject rate tonight, or what are we talking about? By the way, George Brown, he's got a great speaking voice. I'll tell you.
I know.
For sure. What show is he on?
It's Firefox Online, and he will be on in about 10 minutes. And, like you said, Saturday, Sunday, Monday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Firefox News Online. So.
Wow, he really knows his soaps, that's for sure.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm very impressed.
Right.
Yes, do you want to talk about rates? So what about rates?
I'll be honest, I didn't like race.
Huh? What? No.
No. I hear that all the time.
But you do now.
Yeah, I think it's what George said, you know, we were talking about Ray started scoring and what the heck? I don't know what happened.
Sorry,
April,
about that.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, April, you were on hold. That wasn't me. So I didn't do that.
Yeah, I wonder where Stitchy went.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's not. It had to have been. I don't know what happened. Must have been Blog Talk Radio because I wasn't even on that screen. Okay. So you didn't like Rafe, and then.
No, I didn't like him with Dammy, and I actually kind of thought they were boring. But Kate and him, I am really. It's like something you didn't expect, that you just really, really, they have good chemistry, and it's making Rafe more appealable. And I just think I'm really excited about where they can go with that. You know, when Stefano finds out, what's he going to do? You know, I mean, there's just so many unlimited possibilities. We know Sammy's going to hit the roof, of course. So I just think it's great.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Lauren Coslow fan, as you know, anyway. I've always adored Kate. But I just think that it's surprising. I had thought when I read the spoilers about him having a one-night stand, I had thought maybe it would be with Hope or, you know, somebody else. So this just blew me away. I think it's great. I do. I think it's got a lot of avenues to go down. Is there a big fan response to it?
Oh, I think there's a big fan response to it. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of it, a lot of, you know, positive and you know, with Lauren Coslow, and it gives her a great storyline. Rafe and Sammy were boring. There just was no chemistry between them.
No.
So maybe they needed, and they, you know, somebody, and I guess with Stefano not being around, they just kind of, I guess those two kind of decided to try them together, and I think it works. So yeah, and there's a lot of interesting, like you said, that could go with Ray, with Stefano coming back, with Sammy finding out.
For sure. You know, in my heart of hearts, I've always loved Stefano and Kate, but the new avenues.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah,
I was all behind them when. Anybody that Kate's with. I mean, she works with anybody.
She has
worked with anybody. Yeah.
A lot of people don't like the bad girls, but I do.
Oh, I love the bad girls.
Oh, yeah. I like the bad girls and the bad guys, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like the bad guys. You know, look at the mirror.
It'll be interesting to see a different side of Ray. Maybe she'll, you know, I think Gavin is a wonderful actor and stuff. And like I said, I just, you know, no disrespect to him as an actor, but with him and Sammy, no. But there's already a flare of difference in him just in the short time that he's been with Kate.
Yes, I agree. I will chime in on that because this is Anna. Because I liked him at first, like when he first came from Passions, I called them the Passions boys, and I really wasn't too fond of him. And he grew on me before Brady did. I really liked him at first. And then I kind of felt, no offense to the Safe fans, because I know there's Safe fans out there that, you know, love them together, but I just personally didn't see the chemistry with them. And it's like I instantly saw it with Kate and Rafe. And so I'm just really loving this combination, and I think you hit the nail on the head. It is showing another side, or maybe it's just allowing him to show another side. And really, honestly, Kate's getting to show another side, too. I mean, like, Lauren's getting to show another side of Kate, too. So that's what makes that's one of the many things that makes it fun for us viewers, is that we're getting to see a totally different combination here, a totally different relationship.
Right.
And it's bringing out different aspects of these characters that we maybe have seen parts of before, but maybe not in quite the same way.
Yeah, no one would have thought of those two. I mean, it was a complete surprise.
No, not
surprise.
At all.
No, I would have never. I mean, I was never even thinking of those two being together.
Yeah, and my gosh, those scenes were hotter than anything I've seen on that show in a long time. So.
Well, you know, a lot
Of that, and there hasn't been any hot sex for a while. You know, I always like Jammy. I mean, I like those two together that were, you know, good hot sex. But, yeah, I know what you mean.
There really hasn't been. It's been a long time, though, you really saw some good, you know, good loving. But I think what's cool is that, and we talked about this on the chat with Lauren a couple weeks ago, is that you can tell that they're putting a lot of layers into the relationship. It's not just slam. not just slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, you know, and we're done kind of thing. You can tell that they're really putting layers as actors. They're putting layers into the relationship, and I love that. It's not just hopping in the sack and that's it, you know. So
right.
Anyway, I'm excited. Well, it's got me really engaged in the show again, although I did miss most of this week, but I'm going to go back and watch it. But, I mean, there have been periods last year where I just completely checked out because it's like, you know, my favorite character was hardly ever on and everything. You know, it's just hard, even though I watch the show, it's still hard to get really engaged. And so now I'm just like, okay, when are they on again? You know, they're not on enough.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think is great about Days of Our Life? I think they're really getting back to the old thing of let's get back to loving in the afternoon. It's not just about the jammy. They're showing all couples. And I used to be like, well, there's no EJ and Sammy, forget it. They've got Kate and Rafe and Kristen and Brady. I mean, there's something for everybody. If they don't like one, there's always one you can get to. And I don't know. Personally, I'm loving it right now, all of it.
Yeah, I think it's great, too. I was talking to Anna about it before the show started. I'm surprised that the dialogue hasn't been that good the past 2 weeks. That used to be the bright spot of the show. Like, even the storyline sucks. Usually the scripts were good. And to me, the drama was good, especially Friday with the whole thing with Nick and Will and all that. But the dialogue just wasn't that great this week. It wasn't funny at all. I think Chloe provoking Abby was kind of funny.
That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, but everything else was, I don't know. I just, when I do my live tweets, which I do at 3 p.m. Eastern when I'm watching Days, I'm always trying to find a zinger in the show to use as my title when I put all the tweets on my blog. And some of the days I'm like, dang, there wasn't any good things today. I don't know what to put on the blog. But, it was a zinger-free week, which was disappointing. But there was some good drama. So I'm hoping the scripts, the dialogue gets back to where it was a few weeks ago.
I think the Nick stuff is pretty exciting. I think he's got some guts to go up against Sammy and EJ and Lucas and all those people just to have that paralegal come in there and try and force Will right in front of EJ, Damara, and Lucas. I mean, that blew me away. I think that's incredible because I think he'll probably be in for a big surprise when he goes down.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's great, too, I didn't mention about Nick. I think he is probably the smartest villain thing Days has ever had. Like, he's not cartoony like Stefano or maybe even Victor was a little bit, or even Ian McAllister. I mean, he is just manipulating the airplane perfectly, and it's believable. Like, someone can actually do it. Nick, someone could do this in real life with Nick's doing.
Yeah, and I think Harris is playing it to the hilt.
Probably has. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Sammy's met her match, you know. I'm seeing on Twitter now, Team Nick and Team Sammy. Have you seen that? Different people with, you know, different teams now, who's going to win.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, Sammy needs to stop being Sammy for a little bit. She needs to start thinking like Nick and being a little more sly instead of just kind of popping off on people. That's backfiring on her. She needs to, you know, lay a trap. I guess that's the best way to put
behind
it.
Behind the scenes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's doing.
I think EJ was too quiet. I think he's got something up his sleeve.
He just
kind of sat there. And that's not, you know, like a Damara.
Yeah, we need the Damaras to come back out into this. Really? Come on. Definitely. I mean, he wouldn't put up with that. You know, they need to go all Damara on them, really.
Mm-hmm.
No, they need to be
back. What's Stefano and not being on the show? Why is he away and all they do is the phone stuff? Is that Joe Scally can't be there, or what's up with that?
Yeah, I think like Joe's not working as much now. That might have something to do with it. I don't know. I'm thinking that's why.
Yeah, I thought it was because Joe had that back surgery, and that's why he's He's mostly sitting all the time, but he's back in the mansion, I think, end of this week or end of next week. So it's going to be soon. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be back.
I love
Captain
Dome. I do, too. And, oh, he was great this week, too, with the stuff with Kristen and John. That was hilarious. Oh, that's the singer of the
week. He's
good
with John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the singer of the week when Stefano told John that he'll be a father figure for Brady.
He'll move in. I'll be the father figure. Yeah.
I had the song Father Figure by George Michael stuck in my head all week just because of that one line. So, actually, someone should do a montage of that, just Stefano and the song Father Figure.
Oh, I know.
Funny.
And he's still so good looking. I mean, I think he's like, what, 81? And
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
man, 81. Still got it going on. I mean, I think he's terrific. I don't know what day it was. I think he was having dinner with some really pretty Chinese gal or whatever. She must have been like 30. And the acting is incredible. I mean, I just can't believe. And Victor, too. I mean, they are still good looking guys for their age.
Yeah, it was funny because Kristen's giving Brady the sob story. Oh, Stefano's near death. And it's just Stefano, and he's having dinner with this girl, and she's all over him, and they're drinking and having a great time. Oh, that was hilarious.
I think EJ had done that once to Sammy to get her to let the kids stay over or something or whatever. It's, I don't know. It's kind of been done a lot with Stefano's dying. We got to move into the mansion.
Stefano's been dying for 30 years. And he was sort of dying in the early 80s. I think he faked a heart attack or something in the mid-80s.
I have to chime in on this one, too, because I remember I called it wheelchair sex back when in 2007. He was rolling around in a wheelchair, and Kate comes in because she needs something from – she needed bailed out of Mythic. And she came in, and they had, like, the hottest damn kiss. I'm like, holy hell. If she can make a guy in a wheelchair, you know, like in that situation where he's supposedly on death's door, he's, like, one step but away from, you know, she can bring that, you know, a guy that's on death's door back to life, you know, she can do anything, you know. And I mean, and I didn't even know the character that well at that time, but I was like, wow, that was hot. Those two were hot, you know. But I refer to it as wheelchair sex. I don't know why. I guess just because he was in a wheelchair at the time. But anyway, but I just, you know, yeah, he was on death's door back then, remember? But he always has kind of been a drama queen, you know. I mean, you know, he's always managed to use that as a manipulative tool or whatever, a tool of manipulation. So now Kristen's using it. Now Kristen's using it. She's faking. She's pretending like he's sick. Meanwhile, he's doing
Brady caught her on that. You know, Brady walked in on
that.
Great.
Didn't Brady walk in on that?
Brady's so she had to tell him the truth. I guess she's telling the truth. I don't know. You don't know with Kristen about her being locked up and all the stuff that was horrible stuff that was done to her. You know. So, and then he agrees. I guess he's agreeing now to move in.
Yeah, that would be something else. And then maybe Sammy and EJ will move in, and that would be interesting.
Right.
Now,
back
now
to the
if
mansion,
Days
they need to get
would
back
do,
there.
If Days would do what they did when they had the opportunity, back when new John came back and he was living in the mansion.
Right.
Now, if they had brought John back and he still had some of new John in him, I loved that character.
I loved that John.
I
liked
it.
And have John and Marlena in the mansion.
They could have had it there was so much story potential of him being a Brady and a Demira and everything else, whatever else he is. And that would have been highly entertaining for them to keep him there and have Brady there. You know, that would have been really fun. And then have Stefano come back and not want him there, but he's there. You know, but they didn't. But when they brought John and Marlena back, he lost most of new John, and that was really sad to me. Because I think Drake really enjoyed playing that. You know, I think he really enjoyed that I just loved his portrayal of that. I just wish that they had kept some of that. So.
And I don't understand why they took him out of this equation. The whole Kristen return is to revenge on John and the son and all of this. And he's not in the picture. That makes no sense to me. Other than a couple pop-ins on the phone. Why did he take him out of the equation? I don't understand.
Yeah, I think they were just accommodating the actor. So that way, because he could film a bunch of scenes in one room on the phone, and they could stretch it out for months. You know, he might have only worked like a day or two, and they managed to stretch it out for months. So I think that was just to accommodate Joe. But Eileen Davidson tweeted, I think it was last month, either January or December, saying that Joe was back on the set at the Demira Mansion. So hopefully we're done with the phone calls, but
It should be mighty interesting when he finds out what Kate's doing or who Kate's doing.
that's for sure.
But they are divorced now, right?
Yeah, but you think a little thing called divorce is going to stop Stefano from meddling in that?
Yeah, if I can, one can, you know.
I think he does. I think they had a real love bond, and I was sad in a way that they broke that up, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think Joe needed to be off screen for a while and everything, so you know at least it's giving you know Lauren a story and everything. But I just I loved State. I was a big State fan. I just got frustrated that they sort of backburnered them after a while. It was just kind of I don't know. I just would imagine that Stefano is going to want to weigh in on that little romance, and you know he's going to find out, surely.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I can hear him. That idiot?
Exactly.
Idiot.
really,
the way he played it was perfect. Right before they had sex, Kate and Ray, she had a conversation with Stefano, and he kind of set the whole thing into motion.
I think
that was great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, he was just really being nasty to her, really hurting her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, hey, Stefano hurt her again because, you know, the last time she had sex with Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't really want Stefano to hurt Kate,
Right.
It ended up good. We liked it. We liked what we saw.
Let me grab the two other girls down the hall because they've been on for a while. We have Amanda, our girl Amanda's on, and Sarah,
Hello,
who are our magic balls.
All right.
Hey.
Hi. There. Hello.
Okay, Amanda, what's up? What you want to talk about tonight?
I don't even know what to start with this week. It was good, but I have to say, I come to the conclusion that I think I enjoyed one scene too much because I think I was enjoying Chloe saying what the audience was thinking about how it was so disgusting, how Abby was pimping out her mother to Daniel, and how horrible she was betraying Jack's memory. I'm like, yes! Thank you for finally saying what the audience was thinking. Because it's like, you know, she's not even grieving at all. It's disgusting. I'm going, yes, it is disgusting. Thank you, Chloe. And I'm kind of like, I was getting really irritated because online people were going, oh, Chloe's being so horrible because, you know, Daniel and Jennifer belong to you. I'm like, what are you, like, delusional people? What the hell are you talking about? They're boring together. And I'm just going, oh, please. I was so tired of people saying how wonderful, you know, Jennifer and Daniel are together. They're not. They're horrible together because they're always fighting. There's no chemistry. And then she's always trying to control him like she tried to control Jack the last time before they killed Jack off. And I'm kind of going, I don't even like Daniel, but I think Daniel should run.
Sure.
He really should just run away. I'm like, come on. Even he doesn't deserve this crap. Seriously, why is he in love with her? I don't understand why anyone would want to be with this woman.
I don't know. It's a mystery.
Anne's totally right about her.
Yeah, and Marianne, you made some great points before the show about what Chloe was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with, you know, with what she was saying, but she should have been saying it to Jennifer more so than Abigail, because Jennifer's really the one. And that's the big complaint of, you know, it was so fast how she moved on from Jack so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. And she did play, and she did play both of them at the time when Jack was there.
Yep.
But yeah. What Chloe was saying was you know true, and like what Amanda said is what everyone was thinking. But I wish she would have been saying it to Jennifer instead of Abby.
Right.
I think that would have been even better.
You guys like Abby?
Oh no.
What's that? Abby or Gabby? Oh, Abby.
Abby.
I do like Abby for some reason, I don't know. Better than Jennifer, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't know. Better than Jennifer, I mean. Yeah.
She's a busybody.
Yeah. Just like her mother.
Yeah, true.
That's probably why I don't like her. She's too much like Jennifer. That's why I probably don't like her.
I don't like Jennifer either.
Well, then I never liked Jennifer, so I've never really
liked
Jennifer.
Yeah, I was never a real big Jennifer fan, really.
I always liked her
with Jack.
I liked Jack in the beginning.
I liked her and Jack together. But I guess maybe when she's not with Jack. I guess
I never understood why the whole town seems to worship at her altar, because I never understood why that people think she's so wonderful, which she's really not.
Because she's a Horton.
Because
Nick's a Horton too. And he's crazy. So
there's some crazy Hortons out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Jennifer, she was kind of a Horton princess in a way, kind of like Hope was.
Hope too.
Mm-hmm. Hope's like gone downhill. She's like she's talking to a sociopath, and she can't even know. She's a cop, and she can't even tell. I'm like, come on, you're in prison.
You're
smarter than this. Come on, Hope, you're smarter than this. Come on. I want smart Hope back. What's going on with her?
I think it's kind of sad without Bo. It's just like she's a little less puppy dog or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's not even on that much now.
Yeah. But she was tweeting probably a couple of weeks ago that she was working a lot and she was happy with her script. So hopefully, it's good that she says what it is.
Aren't they like 3 months ahead or something like that?
Someone's saying they're filming mid-June.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my gosh. It makes my head spin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of my favorite lines just by Lucas this week when Nick was telling him that, the cops stopped doing the evidence once Lucas confessed, and Lucas goes, "That's because I confessed, you idiot."
I love Lucas.
And he was right, because once you confess, they don't test evidence anymore because they got a confession.
Right.
In real life, that's true. And
another
thing I found so funny about Nick, because he's so arrogant and like, everyone's like looking at him with absolute hatred. Like they had a gun, they would have shot his ass.
And what
was stupid, where I think Nick really screwed up, is that he's doing all this, the threats, in front of these witnesses. And I understand that they're not going to outwild anyone, but I don't sure those paperwork is actually going to hold up in court. I think if you threaten someone so they'll sign something, I don't think it's binding. Or else there's
no
evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think he's thought that through.
Isn't that
entrapment, him biting them without their knowledge?
They said that the recording was legal for a civil case. I don't know if that's true or not.
Civil cases is a different evidence.
Right.
You can admit other things in evidence than you can in a criminal court.
Oh.
But I think it would have been legal in the civil sense, though, if he was actually in the room and they were talking in front of him. But him spying on them and taping, I think that probably is still illegal. I think maybe they might be stretching that a bit.
Yeah,
I was talking
to somebody online who was a lawyer going, that is totally illegal. They wouldn't use this in court. What are they talking about on days? I'm like, this is from a lawyer who said this. I was hysterical. And they go, this must be days legalese, they said. I'm like, what's in Salem? Because another thing she kind of said, because I was laughing, because I said, okay, I had a few more questions, because I don't really know much about the law. And she goes, to point out the fact on Friday when he's basically, using blackmail to get Will to sign, she goes, it would never hold up in court. He wouldn't even have to say why he was being threatened with. He could just say he was being threatened by a convicted murderer, and the judge would throw it out.
Right.
So, at some point,
it's all kind of crazy.
Yeah. And I'm kind of going, yes, he does sign the papers on Monday. I read the spoilers.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yes, but here's the thing here's what's stupid. He really thinks that Sammy, EJ, and Lucas, and Sonny are just going to magically let it go. I mean, he's so delusional.
Yeah, like people will hold up in court with his marriage.
Oh, yeah. We all know Sammy and all of them. They always let things go.
EJ was, like, way too calm. Whenever Damaris calm, it's never a good thing.
EJ, yes. Yes.
God.
Damaris could just squash Nick. That's what I'm thinking, you know. I don't know.
I kind of got the feeling, what was it, when EJ was just watching Nick, the wheels are turning in his head, he's thinking, he's going to ruin this guy's life. You just could tell. And he's going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think will happen when Ray finds out and Gabby finds out what Nick did?
Well, here's the thing.
I think he'll be surprised. I think Ray's trying to be impartial.
Here's interesting. Yeah, Race loves his sister, but I kind of think he kind of has had suspicions because Kate kind of mentioned something to him about Nick, and I think he has suspicions, but no proof yet. I think Nick thinks Race's going to be on his side. He's delusional. Well, he's already delusional, but but I don't really think so. I think he's been like, what the hell?
Race's kind of investigating him. When he was with Kate. Yeah, he has to follow everything. I mean, he knows what happened to him in prison.
What about when Kate finds out?
Oh, I think there's supposed to be a scene between Kate and Will, like, next week, and she knows something's really wrong. She wants to know what the hell's going on. I'm thinking, when she finds out, oh, dear God, she'll probably ask for Rachel.
Was he 12 years old when he shot him?
I think
was 12, like 11 or 12?
Yeah.
12, 14, something like 13, 14. Yeah, he was young.
Yeah, I can't think of a case where a crime came out about something someone did as a minor, but as a minor...
Plus, he was a minor.
If he was a minor and he got convicted, he would be put in a juvie prison probably until he was 21. Or 18 or 21. I mean, I think Will's almost 21 now. So I don't know what would happen if he confessed to it now, because he's an adult.
A question I want to ask. This is what really annoyed me the most about Nick, other than him being a dick. Blake Rex is great. When he was talking about how, you know, Will confessed, Lucas could go to jail for perjury, and then the police could look like they were covering up, whatever. He's talking about Hope. Hope, the person who basically convinced him to go for parole, the person who's been supporting him, he's throwing him under the bus. I'm going, you bastard. And it just really irritated me. I'm like, he doesn't care about anyone. At all.
He's obsessive.
Yeah, I noticed that one.
I think he kind of gets the same way he got with Melanie. He just gets like in a trance or something, and he's just obsessed or whatever. Kind of creepy.
Dear
Lord. Yeah, I feel bad for Lucas.
Why?
Because he went to jail for Will and, you know, thinking it would all be swept under the rug, and now all the skeletons are coming out of the closet, and I just, you know, I feel sorry for Lucas. I just think he's had so much to deal with Will, you know, coming out, and I think Dave has done an excellent, realistic portrayal of how parents would react. They want to be supportive, yet they're scared, and I think Brian Cotillo has just done a wonderful job, you know, throughout the whole situation, and I just kind of feel sorry for it's kind of like a puppy that nobody wants, you know what I mean?
What's interesting about Lucas?
They need to find somebody for Lucas. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting.
Bring Autumn in.
I'll make the sacrifice. I'll do it.
I've always thought they should bring Autumn in from Hong Kong and have her be some like real like sharp, snazzy, you know, just real like go up against Kate or Sammy or any of those. You know, that would be hilarious.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, well, I wondered. Maybe that's Autumn. Yeah, Autumn or summer or winter or whatever.
Yeah.
Lucas and Sammy, I think, make great best friends.
What's that?
I think Lucas and Sammy make great best friends. It's good to see them kind of, you know, getting back to, to that.
I agree.
You know what's an interesting thing? I think it's been interesting, considering Nick is kind of bringing all these people together, so you might actually see Lucas and EJ actually working together for a common goal.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
Who would ever thought that? So thank you, Nick. Because I love when they use together. Because they play off each other so well.
Eventually, Rafe, EJ, and Lucas working together.
Yeah, that would be funny. That would be funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of...
give Lucas a big story.
Yeah. I didn't know if anybody knew about this or not, and I just wanted to say it before I forgot to say anything, that on March 15th, Galen Gehring's doing an interview.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the show I listen to. It's called On Air with Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at 9 o'clock Eastern. I think Lauren might be calling in. They're going to try to get her to call in.
That's what I heard, yeah.
No.
I just wanted to make sure you guys knew about it, so you want to listen to it.
Yeah, we saw that, yeah. Hey, we'll have... I'll go with any rate to me. Woo!
Because when they were tweeting him to get him to come on, he says, "Well, I would do it. I really want Lauren there."
I listened to the show. He interviewed Lauren the other day or the other week. It was just an hour.
That was good.
That I listened to, but
good.
They didn't take any. The only thing they didn't take any callers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I was disappointed in. They talked the whole time and didn't take one caller.
Usually
which I thought was
they do.
Strange. Yeah.
It was usually the idea. I was surprised myself at that one.
Yeah, because I was on hold for, like, ever, but I think there's a lot of them on hold, but
they
just never got to any
callers. I was on hold, but I told them I didn't need to go on. I just was listening. But,
odd why they didn't
take
callers.
Maybe when they have Galen on, maybe they'll do more calls or something. Or,
Oh, I hope so. So they actually screened the calls but didn't put anybody on.
They didn't put anybody on. I mean, at least with our show, I mean, we give the fans a chance to talk to the
Were
you know.
Screened to Marianne, like analyst? Did they screen you?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll try to get you on. I'll try to get you on, but like nobody got on. It was just the host, two hosts talking to her. You know, which is I don't think cool, but I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, well, all shows are different. Yeah, there's some people some people never, ever, ever get callers, and, you know, that's up to them.
But, the thing is, if you're taking callers, you should get them on. Or it should be announced as, okay, we're not taking callers to the show, which is fine if you don't want to take callers, but you shouldn't take callers, and then I'll put
maybe they ran out
on.
Of time. You know, maybe they were having so much fun they just ran out of time, because sometimes if time flies and you don't realize, you know, it's like, oh, crap, the hour's up or whatever. You know, they might not have realized.
Well, I think Lauren on that show, she had a limited amount of time to what I was understanding.
Oh, yeah, because she has her art class.
Oh, yeah, it was only an hour. It was only an hour.
Because
I think Lauren's
always
pretty good
about talking.
So what did you guys think of Abby again?
I can't stand her.
When Abby went after Jennifer, remember?
Where's Sarah? Sarah needs to weigh in on this one.
Yeah, I want to hear from Sarah.
No, I can't weigh in because I'm behind.
So am I, Sarah. I'm behind too. There wasn't enough rate sex to keep me. There wasn't any rate sex this week other than flashback, so I didn't have much to watch for. I'm shallow that way. Huh?
Is this Sarah from Dreamer of Soaps?
Yes.
Hello, Sarah.
What? Sorry.
I'm sorry, Brooke. Is Sarah from Dreamer of Soaps, right?
Yeah.
Okay, finally the voice behind the tweet. This is April G. Reviews. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Good to put the face behind the voice.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, where are you at?
I'm in the middle of the week before.
The week before?
Yeah.
So you're seeing Sammy go ballistic on Gabby then?
I don't want to talk about Sammy.
No.
That's just funny. That's so funny.
Sarah, you're so cute.
That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh!
Who's your favorite
talk about,
Sarah?
What? Sorry, you were all talking at once.
Who's your favorite couple?
I think you know.
I know, but I didn't know they knew.
Oh, we know.
Maggie and Victor?
Yep. For sure.
There were some good scenes last week with Victor and Chloe.
I was just thinking about when Victor finds out about Brady moving.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
I cannot wait.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the insults. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to start taking notes to make sure I get all the insults in. Poor Victor.
I love it when he goes. I love Victor.
Yeah.
Oh, remember when Brady broke it to Marlena? He actually chickened out the first time and didn't tell her. Like, she was going around visiting, and, like, she told Eric she was hoping he was the son she wouldn't have to worry about, but she's worried that she sees the look in Nicole's eyes. And then she goes to Victor to go talk to Brady, and Brady totally chickens out on telling her that he's moving into the Demira mansion. Marlena's day kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
Oh,
I know. So funny. And then eventually he does tell her. And that was funny. I mean, you know, I used to like Marlena in the 80s. I just loved her. I thought she was this wonderful feminist icon and such a great person and good character, but I'm kind of enjoying the Demira sticking it to her, though. I think it's funny.
So what you're pretty much saying is that I miss all the good stuff in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. We've been saying that for
Marlena
three.
Stuff. Yeah,
we've been saying that for like 4 years.
You missed a generation or two, darn it.
80s were the best.
You would have been an 80s soap girl. You would have never left the house. I know how much you love the genre, and it was really, really, really good back then. Of course, that's, you know, we were all young, and we didn't have any basis of comparison, so what do we know? Maybe it was crap, and we didn't even realize it. I don't know.
This is what I keep on wondering. If people had Twitter in the 80s, what would we have been saying?
Right.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know. I would have been bashing Emilio. I know that for sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the possession date? If nothing else, his hair. No,
I'm just kidding. Oh, that was bad.
And,
yeah,
and
he needed to wash it once
Pete
in a while.
And Pete Jennings, and that Pete, was it Jennings, whatever? The Melissa and Pete, although they were adorable together, he must have had the IQ of a rock, you know, but
oh,
whatever.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't mean to offend rocks of any kind.
Yes. Thank you.
But I say that. But
Sarah,
it'd be really interesting to go back and like watch the old shows and do like a see what the Twitter and Facebook stuff would have been like back then. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's a good
that would be fun.
You know, we should dedicate a night of watching old clips or something and all the same ones or something and tweet about them.
Yeah, I was so in for that.
Oh my gosh, Deidre Hall's no longer on Days of Our Lives. They just killed her character. Oh, wait, it's her twin sister.
Can we avoid the possession, though, please?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I missed that. I missed that story. I was MIA during that period of time.
You're lucky. Sorry.
Can I ask a question, but this is not Days related?
Sure, go ahead.
Anna?
Yes, we can hear you. Sarah?
Who watches Dallas?
I do, although I'm behind. I was the original major
Dallas
fan back in the day.
I watched
every episode that aired back in when it first aired back in the day.
Who here's not ready for Monday's episode?
I'm ready for Monday. I'm sad about JR and Larry.
No,
I mean, I'm so sad.
You know.
Yeah.
He had written an article about 5 years ago saying he wanted to play JR one more time. At least I'm so happy that he got to at least be a part of that for a season and a half, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they really brought attention to the genre again, and they hit it out of the park when they came back. And it's like, how many times in a actor's life can you really say that somebody did that? And he did it. They did it.
Know.
He and Linda Gray. I mean, they rock. And Patrick Duffy.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And a lot of people, if they didn't watch it, if they go back and watch the original Dallas, which, you know, YouTube or whatever, they will find a lot of the history and understand what it's all about. I don't think anybody expected the new Dallas to be a success. And I love it as much as the other one, if not more. You know, I mean, it's great. I think.
Yeah. I'm starting to watch some episodes from the original.
I see more people on Twitter saying they're, especially the younger ones, are like in their 20s, who were too young when it was on, saying, yeah, that they're like buying the show off of eBay and, you know, buying the DVDs and all that and watching it, and they love it. I have to say, I think JR and Sue Ellen were probably the first, like, prime time, really dysfunctional couple. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, they had everything. They just had everything. They're awesome.
They had love, they had romance, they had hate. I mean, they were awesome, I thought.
Yeah. They were the it couple for me for so many years. Still are. Always be in my heart.
Yeah. That's right.
I wish they would have gotten together, you know, a little bit more on the show, you know, maybe romantically or whatever before he left, but
I know a lot of us are upset about that they didn't write more of that for them before he passed, you know? I mean, obviously they didn't know he was going to pass when he did, but it's like, it would have been nice if they had more. I call them Jersey, J-R and Sue Ellen, J-R-S-E. So I call them Jersey, but because I'm a dork.
Yeah.
But anyway, So yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because it's an important thing in soap in our soap world, you know. It's big deal.
I think Dallas was one of the first prime night soap that really took off, and then after that, you know, Not Planning and Dynasty and all of that followed. But I don't think anything compared to Dallas.
I agree. It was the best. It was the original. So.
Oh, you guys want to talk about the Emmy pre-nominations? I'm going to go through the list. Yeah, we need to talk about that. For Days, lead actress was Peggy McKay. We had no nominees for lead actor. Supporting actress, Ariane Zucker. For supporting actor, we actually had four, which is unbelievable. Sean Christian, Brian DiTillo. Greg Vaughn. I wrote down J.R. I can't remember who it is. Oh, James Reynolds. I would really like to see James Reynolds.
Like to see that too, with the Lexi story.
Yeah, but, young women and young men, they think no one got cut. It's who submitted from Days was Camilo Vanis, Kate Mancey, and the guys, it's Casey Diedrich, Chandler Massey, and Freddie Smith. So we got someone in every category except for lead actor, and I think the only man who submitted lead actor was Joe Mascolo. I don't think anybody else. Oh, I think Galen submitted. Remember he was on tweeting asking for suggestions?
Yeah, I think he did,
I think Galen did, So they got shut out.
Wait a minute.
Joe Mascolo, you said?
Camilla's nominated?
Joe Mascolo and Galen submitted, but they were eliminated.
He hasn't been on enough, I don't think,
really
this year to be a lead actor.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought Joe was in the wrong category. So
Maybe supporting. Maybe next year, hopefully, they'll show him more.
Yes, and he's not on the phone. Who do you think? Do you guys think Peggy McKay has a legitimate chance to make it down to the final nominees as lead actress?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think her acting is superb, and I think she's one of the best actresses on the show. So I've seen her do other things that would blow your mind. I actually watched it. It was a primetime show. I can't remember what it was. It was a Friday night, and she played a racist.
And I'm like, oh, my God, Caroline Brady is saying the most nasty things on television. And, I mean, and you bought everything she said. I mean, she really is a stellar actress. But I don't know if it's going to hurt her, though, that she's not really a lead. But that usually is, I mean, to be blunt about it, that usually lead is the kind of the old lady category.
Right.
I mean, usually, if usually anyone 40 and younger does not win that category. So
why is Ari in supporting? I don't understand that. She isn't she considered a lead?
Yeah, Ari always puts herself in supporting, and usually
really,
yes, she always does, and always bites her in the ass that she never makes the final cut. And I've been complaining about that for years. She's put in lead, but I think too, I think she's kind of scared, but she's in her 30s. And women in their 30s don't, you know, win the lead category. So I don't know. Or maybe someone's advising her to do that. So I don't know. Like
I think
Sean Christian,
Ari is great.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Sean Christian, he really shouldn't be in supporting either. He really is a lead. So I don't quite get that. Yeah, James really is.
Right.
He's the supporting. James Charles is supporting. Greg Vaughn, I would still say he's supporting right now.
Yeah.
So...
I think Greg Vaughn is doing an excellent job.
Yes. Yes, but you really do imply that Eric's a priest and that he's a bit naive, I'd have to say. Yeah, I mean, that he has a heart of gold. I mean, you really truly believe it. Especially, you know, we didn't talk that much about what Eric did this week, but yeah, Eric got attacked by a druggie twice. And then the second time he got the guy to... I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. I guess just to stop and so they can call the police. And Eric wants to try to get him into rehab instead of going to jail. And then he decides to start a prison ministry. So, and of course, he's kind of driving Nicole crazy because she, you know, wants the guy in jail and throw away the key. So so that was kind of interesting because it kind of makes you think, oh, Eric and Nicole would probably not work because they don't see eye to eye on a lot of this stuff. I mean, he really is turned the other cheek, and she's not. She's eye for an eye.
I think he's already in love with her. I mean, that night she was going to get ready, he got all dressed up to go out. He told her he was going to throw her out as she went out. And to me, that was a little bit more than fatherly concern. It seemed like there was a lot of jealousy there. I don't know what you guys think, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he has feelings for her, too, that he's keeping down and is struggling with. They both don't want to... Neither one of them want to admit it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love her fantasies about, you know, doing it with him in the office or all the different ones. I think it's hilarious. You know, I don't know.
Wasn't that line she said?
Or whatever.
That line she said this week? Oh, I'm fine. I'm nothing. I just want to rip off your clothes. We all want to do that, Nicole.
Yes. Get on that, Nicole.
I don't think he's going to be a father for much longer.
I get another few months at the most.
Yeah. You know, said he's not really a father. I've gotten a few tweets about people thinking he's undercover. What do you guys think about that?
No,
I prefer
he's a priest.
I don't prefer that, but I don't think so.
I think he's the lead priest.
I like to see him under the covers, but not with the collar.
For sure,
I don't
care if collar.
He's posing
he's
as a priest or what, but yeah. He needs
anybody
to, see the
Thornbirds?
Nicole needs to decollar him big time.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
Or defrock him or something, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know.
That would be a good one, defrocked. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's I like
poor
that.
Nicole.
Has a light, nice ring to it. I've been defrocked by Nicole. You and a bunch of other people, Eric.
Oh.
There's a long
I didn't
line.
Like Greg Vaughn.
What?
I didn't like Greg Vaughn when he played Lucky on General Hospital. But I think he is just fabulous in the role of Eric. I mean,
I love him.
You know, they never really did a whole
he
lot.
He wears way too many clothes. I mean, that's my main. I mean, I know, you know, girls, you know, I appreciate a good male chest, you know, and I mean, I gotta admit, Brady wasn't always my favorite character, but or you know actor character whatever. But I do love Eric Martsoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he's grown on me a lot over the years. But I gotta say he's got the best chest in daytime in my opinion. But anyway, but yeah, I mean there's just entirely too many clothes on Eric Brady. So
oh, for
they
sure.
they need to rectify that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they will.
You know, although
have
I
you
do
guys
like it,
tried
to I do like it that they didn't hop into bed right away. I was thinking it was going to be a pretty short story arc and that Nicole was going to have him defrocked pretty quickly. And I'm kind of liking it that they've dragged this thing out because
mm-hmm.
I think it makes it, it's going to build a lot more tension and a lot more, you know, drama, I think, when it finally does happen and we know it will. We hope it will.
Right.
Lord knows that's a waste if it doesn't happen. For sure.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
That was probably just like it.
I think the thing that I liked the most about it is that Eric has so much faith in Nicole, and you can see how much that she just means so much to her. She's
yeah.
like, oh, my God. And it's like, it really just hits her hard. She's like, she doesn't want to let him down so badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no matter what she kind of does, he's kind of saying, well, you know, Nicole's doing this because of this, and you got to give her a chance. And like, oh, my God,
yeah.
Eric, you were so getting sucked in.
I feel sorry for Nicole. She goes for these unattainable guys each time that are just have too many issues for her. I just feel sorry for her.
Yeah, good point. Yep. Is that rough?
Poor Nicole.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she always they push it together.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Oh,
dear. Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, she always does get the guy, but she just doesn't get them for very long. She always gets them. No one's ever said,
yeah.
No, I'm not going there. I mean, they all end
right.
up sleeping with Nicole eventually.
Right.
I thought they were going to go with Rafe and Nicole for a while. I thought that was going to be
yeah,
an avenue.
Mm-hmm. I did like them together, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was funny to me because he was the one that arrested her for kidnapping Sydney, and then a year later he's pretending to be the baby daddy. That one was kind of weird for me.
Yeah, well, I think the thing is, since it's EJ's kid, like I dubbed him Rafe the... Saint Rafe, the patron saint of EJ's kids.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yes. Yes. He always thinks he has to come to EJ's kids' rescue. So.
Yeah. He needs one of his own.
Then
he's
yeah, yeah.
blank, maybe. Maybe that's why he's so frustrated. Like, damn it, I can't have a kid. I got to take someone else's kid. I don't know.
Yeah,
right,
in a way, Rafe's not any different from Nicole. I mean, she stole it, Sammy's kid, but at the same time, too, Rafe is trying to father
right.
everybody else's kid, too. I mean, he didn't even
right.
sleep with Nicole and he claimed that was his baby. I mean,
right.
in a way, that is stealing, in a way. I mean, just like Nick's trying
right.
to take a baby away from Will, it's the same thing.
Right.
Yep, that pisses me off
right.
so badly.
Oh, that reminds me, when I interviewed Meredith yesterday, and we were talking about how Anne's a career woman. And I said, yeah, I said, women, it's nice to see that, but the women on soaps usually chasing a ring or chasing a baby, you know. And she discussed that with her personal life. She's never had a child, and she's 42. And she's like, she still kind of wants one, but she's happy, though, with her life and her career and all that. So... it just didn't happen, but she doesn't feel like she's missing anything. You know what I mean? And I kind of wish maybe some of the characters in the show kind of had that attitude to, you know, maybe not have everybody chasing after a baby. And it does, you know, seem kind of pathetic in a way.
Right.
You know? But it's nice to have someone, you know, like have a character like Anne who doesn't have any kids. And, I mean, she's not happy, but, I mean, she's kind of disgruntled most of the time. But, she, you know, she does have a life. And she's not trying to take someone's baby, so I think that's great.
Right. I think they should have let Nicole have her baby. I think
her to lose another one was just really, I don't know. I mean, I love the writing now, and it's going good, but I think what would have hurt her just to have the kid she's always wanted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then to, like, Gabby, keep hers, I find irritating.
Ugh, Gabby, ugh.
Yeah, there wasn't much of a demand for Gabby to have a baby,
no.
You know, as opposed to Nicole. But if they're going to keep, you know, I mean, you can only watch so much of this whole Nicole's unlucky in love type of thing before you, you know, it just doesn't, you just can't get your hopes up anymore. It's, you know, but I'd like to see Nicole move past wanting to have a baby. She hasn't done that yet. So you maybe, I mean, Nicole should have an episode where she just declares one day, you know what, I'm not going to have kids. It's not going to happen for me. I'm going to do something else with my life.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
Do you guys think that Wilson's going to adopt the baby after all this comes out? What do you think?
I think so.
Maybe.
That's what I was hoping for, but I don't know.
I think Sonny's really going to doubt for him. I'm really impressed with the way that's turning out. I don't know if you guys are Wilson fans, but I am.
Oh,
I just love them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love them.
Oh, yeah, I love Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Although, the only complaint I have is every time either they're about to have sex or after they have sex, someone's always banging on the door. So it was like Lucas. Then first it was Lucas, and then it was Gabby.
Now it's Nick.
And then it was Nick. I'm like, Nick, go away. Let them have some more time.
I know.
Come on.
And they're both good actors. I mean,
yes, they are.
They are.
Gabe, I'm really pleased with it because, you know, they're very used to the old school. You know, a lot of people really weren't supportive of some of the fans, but I think, you know, it's wonderful. Gay people need to have a soap couple that they can look up to, just like we, like our Jammies or our Brady and Nicole or whatever the case. You know, and I think it's wonderful that they're exploring it, and, and I love it. I love it.
What was it, when they were all going to go meet Nick, and Sonny's like, I'm going to go too. You need numbers when you're dealing with a bully. I'm like, oh, you go, Sonny.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, I've seen the different side to him start. He had the look. I think he just wanted to beat the crap out of Nick on Friday.
Oh, I know.
The look. Him and Lucas standing side by side, and like, they're full support, and like, you could tell they both just like, wanted to beat the crap out of Nick. It was great.
Oh, I know. He needs a good ass kicking.
Oh, what's this person on Twitter had a picture of when Chad was beating the crap out of Nick? They go, aren't you glad that I beat up Nick? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
I saw that. I couldn't stop laughing.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, give him something. I'd rather like have Gabby go away for like a few weeks and bring Chad in or something. What is he like making coffee? What is he doing?
Yeah. I had read somewhere that I had thought they were going to put Chad and Gabby together. You know how they hated each other? And I had thought that they were going to turn around and make them be an item, but I guess that's not happening.
Oh, he hates her way too much.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's going to hate her even more soon. By him and her and Nick. I
want
to see Chad's reaction to this whole thing that Nick just pulled. I'm like, oh, God. He's going to, like, he's not going to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, uh-oh. Isn't, like, Will, like, Chad's best friend and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, I gotta
say. Hopefully, definitely coming back.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to that.
Yeah. Chad needs more to do. He's kind of been wandering around really with not much of a story plot lately.
I think when they did what Orlando sang recently, and he was talking about the fact that they really backburnered him, and he's not really happy about it at all.
Yeah.
But he still wants to be part of the show, so he still wants to work.
Right.
So it's not about that.
I think with Devno coming back, maybe there'll be more interaction. Who knows?
Yeah, he's supposed to move into the mansion, too. Chad moved to the mansion. Yeah.
I loved when Chad moved to the mansion. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His reaction to everybody was
hilarious.
They
need to have Tony DeMira move back.
Oh, God,
yes.
I love him. Oh. He was gorgeous.
Hey, speaking of Tony DeMira, we were talking earlier about what
when Sarah brought up the question of, you know, what would it have been like if we'd had Twitter back in the 80s? We should do that sometimes. We should dedicate like a day, like a Saturday or something when it's not actual days episode, and do like a hashtag 80s soap tweets or 80s days tweets or something like that, or 80s days.
That would be great.
And then, like, we could just, like, tweet random crap from, like, things that we remember, like, that we, like, as if we were watching an old episode of Days, and, like, you know, we could just, from our own memories of clips that we remember, scenes that we remember, we could just, like, tweet random, like, you know, like I was saying earlier, oh, my God, Marlene is dead. Oh, wait, no, it's just her twin sister, real-life twin sister, whatever, you know.
Right.
Like, I mean, that would be kind of fun to, like, do that sometime. I don't know. We should think about
that. Did you guys watch in the 80s?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back then,
yeah,
Marlene, Marlena was a role model to a lot of the women that are my age, there, which I'm not stating, but, you know, draw your own conclusion.
Oh,
Anna. I was only 2 when I watched Days of Our Lives in the 80s. But
oh,
anyway,
okay.
No. For a lot of girls in that era, that was,
right.
You know, Marlena was like a role model because she was attractive,
uh-huh.
She was smart, she had this great career, and she was a doctor
right.
and all this stuff. So she was like a real role model for a lot of us.
Right.
But that's why mm-hmm. when I came back, after I stopped watching in the 90s and came back in the 2000s, or whatever you want to call it, I was like, who the hell is this Marlena? And I don't even recognize her, nor do I like
oh,
her
I know.
Anymore. It
mm-hmm.
was like a shock to me because she had been one of my role models as a kid, you know. So,
right.
And then, of course, then I found the awesomeness of Kate, and I didn't need Marlena anymore. But anyway, no, but, you know, it's like, it was really, but I think that would be kind of fun. Like, you know, it's not like we're actually watching them back then, but we could, like, just tweet, like, you know, I don't know. Let's come up with something someday and do that, because I think that would be fun.
You can always run some YouTube clips, too. I do that all the time on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I run these clips,
oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what I was doing this morning, but I don't know if you remember, like, Dawn and Marlena and Doug and Julie with Liz and Neil. And
oh, yeah. Liz
oh,
Chandler.
Yeah.
Liz Chandler.
Yeah.
Tony and Anna. Tony and Anna were my favorite. Bo and Hope and Tony and Anna were my favorites back then.
Do you remember Tony and Renee?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I
yeah.
do vaguely. I was just
yeah.
starting to watch it, I think, when that was going on. But yeah.
They were good, too.
What's really fun is when I'm talking to guys, I work with a lot of guys at the office, and it's so funny to, like, get them talking about it, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, when I was in college, Bo and Hope, yeah, I remember them and stuff. And, or then, like, one guy the other day, one friend of mine, he's like, we were talking about it, because we were talking about, like, something came up about it somehow, and he's like, oh, yeah, he gets a smile on his face, and he goes, Kayla, I remember Kayla. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so cute. I just thought it was hilarious. For my brother, it was actually, my brother had a crush on Missy Reeves. He was like,
aww.
He's still to this day, if you bring her up, if you bring up Jennifer Horton, you know, he just, like, starts drooling practically. But it was kind of funny. So I think it's cute to see guys, like, remember, you know, be in touch with their soap side. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. Yeah.
So, anyway, but yeah, we should think about it, you know, we don't have to do it tomorrow or anything, but just, like, we should think about maybe having a day that we dedicate to, like, a, you know, hashtag 80s days tweets or something, and just, like, it would be kind of funny to see what people come up with of their memories, and, like, as if we're tweeting, watching it right now and, like, tweeting something, I don't know, but anyway, whatever.
We had more music back on then. I don't know if you remember that. Doug
oh, that's
played,
right.
Or,
live
yeah.
singing.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
They can't afford to do that anymore because they have to pay
yeah.
royalties.
Yeah. Right.
So we get the created in-house music. And that was another thing I commented to Lauren about at one point, I think, is that I was so excited when Rate got decent music to do it to.
Oh, I know. Because,
you know, it's like with Chloe and Daniel, it was like bow chicka wow wow music. And
yeah.
sometimes they bring out this crap that you're just like, it just kills the mood. Whatever mood you're trying to create,
yeah.
it just kills it, you know. So I was happy
yeah,
to see that Rafe and Kate got some decent music.
They got better music than I mean, the scenes were great and all the dialogue was great, but the music that they chose for the first time they make love in 5 years, I didn't like.
For who?
EJ and Sammy?
Oh,
that was bad. Yeah, that was really bad.
I didn't get that.
Dialogue was great. The music I didn't like either.
Oh, yeah, it was the 80s. You had The Rose for Steve and Kayla.
Right.
Bebo had the Blank Color song.
You had, Bebo Bryson. Didn't you have the... Who was
Tonight
it?
I Celebrate
the
My Love.
Black?
Yeah, Tonight, yeah. I did not like Tonight I Celebrate My Love. I thought that song was barf-worthy. Oh, I hated that song so bad.
You were saying about budget cuts, but in the 80s they had Doug that was a singer and Gloria Loring who played Liz was a singer. But you know, Chloe sings. They have people on the show that sing. There's no reason they can't, you know, utilize a little bit more music in the show. That used to be such a great 80s thing, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I asked Nadia, are you singing this time around? I guess it was 3 weeks ago, and she said no.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and Eric Martsoff apparently has a really good voice, too.
Yeah.
So there's some talent there, for sure, but, they're not going that route these days. So.
I know. Molly Burnett could sing when she was on. Patrick Muldoon can sing.
Right.
And it's
right.
kind of a shame that, you know, I think Joe Mascola sings, too. So, I thought he did. I thought he sang opera a little bit.
Oh,
but,
yeah, I think he does.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, so that's a bummer.
I used to love when Doug came to Julie.
And Nadia, don't forget Nadia. Nadia sings real well.
Yeah. Jen brought up in the chat room, Friends and Lovers was the song for Kim and Shane.
Oh, that's right.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember that now. Yep.
That did work.
I didn't like that
song
either. Yes. Yeah, Gloria.
Yeah, she was a beautiful voice.
Of course, on GH, it was the rape song for Luke and Laura.
Well, you know what, girls? It's actually time to wrap it up.
Oh, wow.
It's almost midnight.
On that note.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I know, because you guys have kept going.
Wise. Hey, well, thanks to George for calling in at the beginning. That was nice. It was nice to hear his voice.
Yes, he's Firefox News Online on Block Talk Radio. So,
he's got a perfect news voice.
Oh, my gosh. I'm jealous.
Yeah, we love his voice. We love George.
Yeah.
You're right. You had said earlier he's sexy, and yeah, he is.
Marianne and I, the first time he called in, I think she and I both had to take, separately, of course, cold showers afterwards.
I'm no kidding.
I was hoping he
called me on so I could say hi to George.
Remember that, Marianne? Remember that?
Yeah.
Marianne's being awfully silent over there.
Marianne
might be taking
down the
another
shower.
One right now.
Long day.
Well,
thank you.
All right. Well, take care.
I enjoy it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for everybody calling in. Call back in again next week, 10 p.m. Eastern. April, Sarah, Rose, Amanda, and of course, Marianne and Anna also.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
I enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks so much, guys.
Have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye, Rosie.